Down to Business with Bobby Kerr on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Now the Hardware Show, 2026, it's on in Simmons Court. The CEO of the Hardware Association of Ireland is with me now. His name is Martin Markey. Martin, you're very welcome to the programme.
Well, thank you very much for having us, Bobby.
Now, it's a show that's been on many years. How has this year been?
This year has been a great success. We've had an increase in visitor numbers of about 10%, so about 2,200 people, meeting 180 suppliers on the day. And we would estimate that it would generate, on the 2 days of the show, about 15 million in business.
Wow. What are the biggest challenges that the industry are facing at the moment? We hear an awful lot about, you know, our ability or inability, as it may be, to build large numbers of houses. That surely impacts your sector.
Well, I suppose in reality, Bobby, housing is of huge significance to our sector. So I would estimate that between 80 and 90% of our members' business is involved in housing. So in light of that, what either happens in housing or what doesn't happen in housing is acutely important. So we're looking at a number of different things. Obviously, we're well aware that there's a huge backlog, a pent-up demand in the country, and we would estimate that at about 120,000 units, housing units short. So new build alone isn't going to get there. So what we've been looking at, and what has been fairly successful in the last few years, are the incentives to rejuvenate empty homes, for example. And that has now, the applications for that have now reached 16,000. 12,000 have been approved. And we would estimate that about 8,000 of those will go ahead this year. And in 10 of the 26 counties, they'll be the largest single form of additional housing, will be rejuvenated empty homes. Likewise, before Christmas, Minister Brown just put into place incentives for above the shops. And again, once that comes to fruition, we would estimate that will herald about 30,000 units over the next few years. So again, it's going to be a huge impact on many parts of the country.
Very interesting to see you lobbying for these kind of initiatives, because as long as our houses are being built, being refurbished, your members are going to benefit. So yes, you're right to get behind those kind of things, because the impact is significant to your members.
Well, it's significant to our members, but it's significant for the number of people who don't have homes at the moment as well, that they will get a home. And also to the wider business community, because each new household spends an average on goods and services of about 53 grand a year. So with the creation of a new household, that's going into the other local businesses and other local communities, and it's a huge societal benefit and an economic benefit as well.
Now I'm out and about, as I told you, at the Hardware Show. It's Ireland's biggest hardware event. I'm talking to some of the exhibitors here. I'm delighted to introduce to you Karen Kavanagh. She's the managing director of Mark John Paint, accessories, all that good stuff. Tell us a little bit about your business, if you would.
Sure, we are second generation run business, 100% Irish owned, and we supply paint accessories and DIY tools throughout Ireland to customers, from the corner shop in Cathersaveen to the big, large, multiple DIY store.
Tell us, what are your big sellers? What,
you know, as suppliers we call it paint accessories, but our customers would know it as paint brushes, rollers, tools, scrapers. You know, there's all different sizes with all those products. Yeah. We have a lot of specialist products. We'd supply a lot of trade and industrial companies as well, who are doing big, large scale projects on bridges, etc. So we have probably the widest range of paint accessories in Ireland, because that's our specialist area. Okay. That's all we focus on.
Now, you'd be a good barometer then of the economy, and we talk about trying to build houses. When you look at your own business and you look at how busy you are at the moment, is there a lot of activity in the sector?
There is. We have a very seasonal business. Most of our sales would take place between March and October. Weather is a big factor as well, if you think of people doing outdoor work. However, what we're finding, that it's a bit more stable throughout the year. We had, you know, a really busy January, which is fantastic to see. It would traditionally be a quiet month. So we feel there is a lot of activity, a lot of footfall in the shop. So it's quite positive at the moment.
Now, I continue to brush swords with many of the exhibitors here. I'm delighted to introduce Derek Doyle. He's the managing director of DS Supplies. Now, tell us about your business, Derek. What do you actually do?
So we're a wholesale distribution company in the floor and accessory gardening DIY sector, distributing nationwide within the 32 counties here in Ireland since 1998.
You then, as somebody who's interacting with all the builders, providers, etc., you have a pretty good handle on how things are in terms of the state of the nation around this whole hardware sector. What's your take on it?
Well, you can see that the market is quite robust. It's especially around the DIY side, when you can't afford to get people to do certain chores around the house or jobs, you end up having to go at it yourself. We saw that in COVID, that people are quite, jobs that they didn't think they could do are doing. So we always find it quite resilient when times are tough. And we can see the way house building is you know, still quite flat. You know, there's a real push on the renovating old derelict buildings and so on, over shops and accommodation, sort of thing.
Someone once said to me that the worst type of DIYer is somebody like me, who's got loads of confidence and no ability, that it's a bad combination. What about YouTube videos? They're a great source, are they not, for tackling jobs? I've tried it a couple of times, and without the video I wouldn't have been able to attempt a job. It's sort of, it is a great reference, is it not?
Absolutely. Check everything. I'm even using it myself, and I was a dab hand with cars, building them, stripping them, and even now my daughter's a car, I have to go to YouTube to try and change a bulb. Well, YouTube is the place to go, definitely, for how to anything, whether it's just simple little things, painting, mixing paint, getting some interior designer ideas, and around gardening as well. Like a lot of people looking at outdoors, particularly as since COVID, doing jobs around the outdoor space that they realised they had when they were confined to barracks.
Now, Dean Rutherford from Timco has just joined me, and he's going to explain to me exactly what Timco do. Tell me about your business.
So Timco, so we're kind of a fixings company that is based in Nantwich in the UK, and our Monaghan office is our Irish office that we have in Monaghan town. Probably word around is that we are just a fixings company, but we are a lot more than that. We've over 8,000 products. We do ironmongery, workwear, hand tools, PPE, you name it, we have it.
So when you say a fixings company, does that generally mean screws, bolts?
Yeah.
Roll plugs, all that sort of stuff.
Pretty much, yeah.
I don't mean to get technical here now.
No, you've answered all the questions.
Tell me this, have you seen a big rise in people tackling DIY jobs because the inability to get tradespeople to come to a house, that there just isn't enough of them? So there are more people just taking the chance and saying, I'll try this myself.
Yeah, no, you're 100% spot on. I even find it from myself, because I'm only a recently first time buyer of a house, and it's really hard to get guys and tradesmen. They're either busy, or you know, you get tradesmen and they're probably, you know, they're not what they say they are, I suppose. It's even come to a stage you're nearly looking up TikTok of how to put a shelf up or something like that.
My wife shudders every time I take out the electric drill.
Are you serious? My girlfriend does the same as well, and it's usually we kind of lean on the old reliable is our boat of our fathers to go and do all the work.
Now, also exhibiting here at the show is Anne Murray. She's the managing director of Topline Tractor Motors. Anne, you're very welcome to the program. I know your business was originally, you were in the motor trade, the tires, but a big part of your business is Topline Tractor Motors, which is effectively a builder's providers in Cavan. Is that right?
That's correct, Bobby. We have a large hardware store in the centre of Cavan Town, or in the outskirts of Cavan Town. So, been there for the last 60 years.
And when I was asking our other guests here today at the hardware show, you know, you're a good barometer of what's out there, of how the marketplace is. We're talking about trying to build so many houses and all that goes with that. But you guys must see it up close, exactly what's happening, and our ability or inability, as it might be, to get the job done.
I think there's a huge amount of frustration out there, actually, at the minute. You know, there's a bottleneck, and the big bottleneck is people.
Right.
You know, you have people who want jobs done, who are coming in, specking them, doing all of that, but they can't get the people to actually do them.
Yeah.
So, and there's the, you know, that's the big bottleneck. And that's true for the person who wants their wall painted, for the person who wants their house built, to the person who wants an extension,
yeah,
to the person who wants an attic insulated. All of those things are, it's people, finding the people.
And does that not, if we look at that another way, present a huge opportunity for people to earn good money, to work in an area where people want you, you know, where you're going to be fending off business?
I think there's an opportunity on two fronts, exactly to that end. And I think that the apprenticeship programs that are coming into place, I think that they'll be a huge help there. But I also think there's a big opportunity on the DIY self-improvement piece where people can actually take on some of those jobs themselves. And again, it's how do we use the supports that are in place. The SEAI one is a particular one in case in point, where there are small grants available, but they're not being applied to allow people to do the jobs themselves.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 8. News Talk. Conversation that counts.